Hi there, folks. Welcome to the podcast. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. I got a question for you. Folks, listen to me and listen to me carefully. Have y'all forgotten that President Trump is the man responsible for getting Roe v. Wade thrown out? For decades, we have tried to get Roe v. Wade overturned. Who is the man that did it? President Trump. And now all of a sudden, conservatives everywhere turn their back on him because of his comments on abortion. Now, I'm going to tell you this flat out. I would love a federal abortion ban. I'm a pro-life guy, but it's not happening. It's not happening anytime soon. And any politician that tells you it's happening in Washington is lying to you. The reason being, we need 60 votes in the United States Senate. We don't have it now. And I will also tell you this. The reality is, it's a loser issue for Republicans. It's the only loser issue for Republicans right now. At least the Democrats think is a loser issue. We can make the argument about why we need to argue about abortion and why we need to impress upon the world that it's the wrong choice to make. But the Democrats think this is the issue they're going to win on. Why would we give them that? Why? Why right now where we are in America, why would we give them that? We wouldn't, okay? And we shouldn't. But that appears to be what we're doing. So folks, listen to me and listen to me very carefully. Let's get Democrats talking about their loser issues, which is every single issue out there. From the border to inflation to jobs. All we have are part-time jobs. All of these things. This is what we need to have the Democrats on notice talking about. Not having the media focus on a fight between President Trump and Lindsey Graham over abortion, where President Trump is literally calling for what we had been arguing for literally decades, is that put it in the hands of the states, okay? Put it in the hands of the states. We're going to break all of this down today. It's a very controversial podcast. It's a very touchy subject for so many of us. I'm going to try to explain it in a way that all of us can agree that in the end, what we want, less babies killed, President Trump in office, America on the right track. I want to thank Midas Gold Group for being a great sponsor of this podcast, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals if there ever was a time to do that. Thank you, Midas Gold Group, for being here for all of us. All right, let's get it going.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks. So all anybody's talking about right now is abortion, abortion, abortion. I would make the argument it's the last thing Republicans need to be talking about because we have all of these other issues at play and we have Roe v. Wade overturned and we need to take this fight to the state level. Let it carry out across America, state to state to state to state to state. Right now, when the Democrats are claiming the only issue they have, that President Trump is going to issue a national ban on abortion. He's going to push this through and ram down our throats. This is the Democrats. Why would we give them that? We know it's not possible. Whether we want it or not, I would love a national ban on abortion. But it's not possible right now. So when things are not possible, why am I going to focus all my time and energy on that? I'm not. You know what is possible? Getting abortions banned in different states across the country. I'll fight for that. I'll go to every state in the country and fight for that. But apparently, you know, a guy like Lindsey Graham, who now has a 15-week abortion ban, started with a 6-week abortion ban. Now, 15 weeks, first off, folks, think about this. That's after the first trimester. That's insanity, okay? Insanity. So if you're going to start with 15, if you're going to do an abortion ban, then do it right. 6 weeks. But right now, the United States Senate is not poised to push that through. And quite frankly, the House of Representatives isn't poised to push that through with like a 1 or 2 vote majority right now. So it's not going to happen. All right? It's not going to happen. And what happens? President Trump comes out and he literally tells you reality of where you are. And then now you claim that he's somehow an anti- that he's anti-pro-life, that he's a pro-choice president. This guy got rid of Roe v. Wade. It's maddening what Republicans do to themselves. We literally want to eat ourselves up. So let's play President Trump's comments, all right? And I'll break them down for you.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
Can I remind everybody out there, too? All you liberals, if anybody, any liberals watch this program, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that Roe v. Wade was not going to last. She called it because it is a state's issue. And I would like to offer this up to all my conservative friends. If Roe v. Wade is overturned at a Supreme Court level because it's a state issue, wouldn't an abortion ban then be overturned because it's a state issue? I guess it depends on how you write the law. My argument on outlawing abortion is because I believe life begins at conception. And every single human being has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That baby in the womb doesn't get a say in the deal. So this is why it needs to be protected, because it doesn't get a say. Now, if you don't believe life begins at conception, if you believe it begins sometime later, well, I can understand that. At least I understand your reasoning about why you think abortion would be okay. I'll try to convince you as to why life begins earlier than you believe, but I can understand it. But now you've got radicals like Nancy Pelosi, as President Trump just says, Chuck Schumer, abortion up to the moment of birth? This is not where America is on all of this. But again, take this fight for the time being as we fight for the soul of this nation to take it back, get President Trump back in office. Take this fight and wage it from state to state to state to state.
The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith.
So that is what all of us argued for so long. I remember telling all of my liberal friends that believe in pro-choice policies, murderous policies, that all I want to do is put it in the hands of the states and let the states decide. I had always argued, as I tried to pull them over to my side, that this was not about banning abortion, that this was about letting states decide. California has made its decision. Abortion is not going away in California anytime soon, I promise you. Now, Texas has made its decision. Arizona, now, we saw this old law from the 1800s, upheld by the Supreme Court, outlawing abortion. Arizona makes its decision. This is what I argued. So the very people that are so angry now with President Trump because he doesn't want a federal ban on abortion, because he knows it's going to kill his chances at running. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not going to kill his chances. It's just going to make it more of an uphill battle. President Trump's going to win no matter what. I really do believe that. But it's a harder issue for him. It's a loser of an issue, and it's the only loser issue Republicans have right now in the eyes of the Democrats. And that's a very important distinction. I don't think abortion is a loser issue, but Democrats think it is. So why am I going to give Democrats the one loser issue in their minds to talk about? President Trump took that away from them. This is a brilliant move. Now, for those of you who says, oh, well, this is politics. He's playing with babies' lives. No, he's not. I promise you, if there's a pro-life group in Michigan and they ask President Trump to come speak there, he'll go speak to the pro-life group in Michigan. He'll go anywhere to fight for life in states across the country, same as I would do. So Lindsey Graham comes out and says, no, we want this 15-week abortion ban. We want it through the Senate. I don't know what President Trump is doing when he comes out with this statement. He disagrees with President Trump. Screw you, Lindsey Graham. I have warned President Trump for a long time that I'm skeptical of Lindsey Graham. Yes, he's been there on President Trump's side for a few things. He's not on others. Lindsey Graham is a weasel. So President Trump spanks Lindsey Graham. He says, Lindsey Graham's my mistake. The only reason he's a senator is because he endorsed him the second time around. Maybe that's true. This is President Trump's little truth on Lindsey Graham. And it says here, Lindsey Graham is doing a great disservice to the Republican Party and to our country. At first, he wanted no abortions under any circumstances. Then he was 6 weeks where you were allowed abortion. Now he's 15 weekends where you're allowed abortion, 15 weeks. But what he doesn't understand, or perhaps he does, is the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country will never approve anything that he or Republicans want. They love this issue, and they want to keep it going for as long as Republicans will allow them to do so. Terminating Roe v. Wade was, according to all legal scholars, a great event. But sometimes with great events come difficulties. Many good Republicans lost elections because of the issue, and people like Lindsey Graham that are unrelenting are handing Democrats their dream of the House, the Senate, and perhaps even the presidency. That's the first time I've actually ever heard President Trump think that this issue could cost him his run. Now, by President Trump declaring he does not want a federal ban, leave it up to the states, declaring the same thing that we all were arguing for decades, takes this issue away from the Democrats. It all but secures President Trump victory again. Why would Republicans cross him on this? For all of you pro-life conservatives, and I love you and I love for the fight that you put up, do you know what President Trump did for you and your cause? Are you aware of how big it is to overturn Roe v. Wade? I would assume you are if you're pro-life advocates. Why are you turning on this man? This man is doing everything he can do to get back in office, and in the end, I believe save more babies' lives by getting back in office. I'm going to prove to you that Lindsey Graham's a hypocrite too, by the way, just like a lot of Democrats are. I got clips from him. I got clips from Joe Biden, which proves he's a hypocrite as well. And we'll talk more about this. But first, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. Look, I say you got to start hoarding precious metals, collecting them. We don't know what's coming down the pike. We really don't. It's uncertain times. Midas Gold Group is great. There's no account too big or too small for them. They'll start you on the process of collecting gold and precious metals. So if God forbid something does happen, your finances, your nest egg, you've got some protection there. And that's what it's about. MidasGoldGroup.com. Again, 855-322-GOLD. They're veteran owned, by the way. And I trust them. I've known them. They've been with me for a long time. And everybody that uses them, that have found them through my programs, says such great things about Midas Gold Group. 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, so President Trump also shot down Lindsey Graham a bit here, as I just read to you. And then he released this statement as well after all of this. You know, Democrats are reeling when they have no response to my recent statement on abortion, other than he's only kidding, he'll change it, he won't do that, he'll do something else. I guess this means that we've won because they are so bad on everything else that this is the only issue that they are focused on. Mr. President, I will tell you it is the only issue they're focused on because they don't have another issue. The border is a disaster. One of the reasons crime is a disaster is because of the border. One of the reasons healthcare is a disaster is because of the border. All of these things are now crumbling before our very eyes. Once great and vibrant cities are now crumbling before our very eyes because of Democrat proposals. I'm talking to places like San Francisco and Los Angeles, New York City, some of the greatest cities in the world crumbling under Democrat policies. Homelessness is through the roof in just about every major city in America. We're creating part-time jobs in record numbers because people have to take out a second job. That's why. So all of these are winning issues for Republicans. Democrats have nothing, and yet Lindsey Graham and other conservatives want to bring this up and attack President Trump while we're trying to win and take back a country. So I would urge all of you, I understand your message, I understand your desire, and I understand your passion, but take a step back and breathe for a moment, look at the big picture, and understand, in order to win, you have to do some certain things to get there, okay? And thinking there's going to be a federal abortion ban with the slight majority we have in the House and losing, we don't have a majority in the Senate. Why would you talk about doing something that you cannot do? That would be like me coming on and saying, I'm going to bench press 400 pounds next week. I'm going to do it next week. Next week, we're going to bench press 400 pounds and the cameras come into the gym and I've got to bench press 400 pounds. And guess what? It ain't happening. Not a chance. So I'm not going to talk about that until the moment I train and train and train and I set everything up just right. And then I say, guess what? I'm going to invite you into the gym next week and I'm going to bench 400 pounds. And I lay out that 400-pound bench press and bing, bam, boom, and I do it. That's what President Trump is doing here, all right? He's trying to get America back on track, and he's doing it in the best way that he knows how. So Lindsey Graham criticizes him, but I thought that, according to Lindsey Graham, the last time we saw him on one of the Sunday morning shows, this goes back a while, he said abortion was a state's issue. This is before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now he changes his mind.
I've been consistent. I think states should decide the issue of marriage and states should decide the issue of abortion.
But there are also a lot of Republicans who believe in federalism and states' rights and on things like deciding their own laws on abortion. Sure. And this federal abortion ban would go against that.
This is not a states' rights issue. This is a human right issue.
So, wait a second. It is a states' rights issue or it isn't a states' rights issue? Now, I would make the argument, as I made earlier, this is about when life begins and the Constitution protects it, the moment life begins, and we have the ability from a federal level to protect life because it is about protecting a human being that gets no say in the deal. But again, coming to a consensus of where life begins is now near impossible. As Congressman Brian Mast recently pointed out. I mean, what he did on the House floor was nothing short of brilliant. When you have Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, that believes women should be aborting babies up until the moment of birth, you've got a California bill that says we're not going to prosecute moms who kill their babies after birth. Not going to prosecute them. This is radical stuff. So when does life begin? Can the Democrats even answer that question? Come on, it used to be that we certainly all agreed you're not aborting babies a week before they're born, a day before they're born, an hour before they're born. I would think we used to agree that once that little baby's kicking around in there, moving its arms, that we weren't going to abort them. Then you get down in the ideas of heartbeats, when they feel pain. This is when the real common sense folks now start to realize, well, that's when life begins. And then you can go all the way down to where I believe it begins at conception. There's going to be a wide range across America where you believe life begins. Democrats can't even define it. They won't even tell you. I define it. I define it proudly, boldly. I can tell you why I define it that way. Not Democrats. Listen to Congressman Mast.
Gentlemen's recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you. As all remarks are supposed to be directed to the chair, Madam Speaker, when is a life a life? Madam Speaker, when is a life a life?
Doesn't want to answer.
I'll open it up to the rest of my colleagues over there. I would wager none of my colleagues on the other side will tell us when life begins.
Silence.
I got a $20 bill here. It's not worth as much as it used to be worth. I'll put it down here on the table. Any one of you or your colleagues wants to speak up and tell us when life begins, it's sitting here for you. Madam Speaker, when is a life? When does it begin? That's the most extreme idea to come out of this body, that you won't acknowledge when a life is a life.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Has it expired? I'll leave the $20
Members,
bill here, Madam Speaker.
The gentleman's
Speaker,
time has expired.
If you want to answer
the gentleman's time has
here.
Expired.
You see what I'm saying? It is an absolutely extreme idea that you can't say when a life starts. Come to a conclusion. Tell me why. If you want to tell me it begins when you hear a heartbeat, okay. I understand why you're coming to that conclusion. I'll tell you when the egg is fertilized and conceived in the mother's womb. I believe that's when life begins because the cells start growing together to become a human being. That's when I believe life begins. If you want to tell me life begins as soon as the fetus feels pain, okay. I may still disagree with you, but I can understand why you might come to that conclusion. The Democrats do not come to a conclusion. They tell you that you can abort a baby that is clearly a life the moment before birth. And we have conservatives that are out there hammering President Trump on saying it's states' rights to decide. When that's what we all were arguing for. States' rights. President Trump will get in office. Here's what I promise you. He'll do everything he can do to stop the federal funding of abortion. We still don't have that under control. President Trump will work to make that a reality. We don't fund abortions at a federal level. Did you know the Democrats voted against requiring immediate medical attention for babies born alive after an abortion attempt? 210 Democrats, nearly all of them in the House of Representatives, voted against mandating giving a baby medical care if the abortion fails and the baby is born. Are you a sick, twisted fuck? Excuse my language. I'm sorry if you have kids. Why? I don't know how else to explain it. You sick, twisted fuck. That's what you are. And that's bad language, and I shouldn't use it on this podcast. And you know me, folks. I don't usually use language like that on the podcast. But not giving medical care to a baby born from an aborted abortion attempt, 210 of you Democrats voted against that. Folks, it's sick. This is literally what we are up against. So, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, he came out in defense of President Trump. Take a listen.
Most of the right-to-life leaders understand exactly what President Trump's trying to do. He is trying to reach the largest possible number of babies saved. He's trying to create the best possible environment in the current culture and in the current laws. And he's doing it in a way which is extraordinarily pro-life without alienating people with the kind of fear-mongering the Democrats have. I thought what he did, his statement, was exactly right. And I think people will read it carefully and think about it. We are a country that has to have this conversation. I personally, and as you know, Calista is very deeply committed to life. I personally would like to have the fewest possible abortions, period.
Agreed. But again, we can't do any good if we're not in the White House. Okay? And again, I don't think this is all about politics, but let's be honest. There are politics at play here. Sometimes you got to give a little in order to get a lot. And in this case, President Trump's not really even giving up anything. He's telling the world exactly what he did. He got Roe v. Wade overturned. And he's saying he supports that. Supports Roe v. Wade, throwing it back to the states. So thank you, Newt Gingrich. Mark Thiessen is a guy who goes on Fox News all the time. He had an interesting take on the Lindsey Graham Donald Trump exchange. I'm going to play that for you all in just a minute here. But before I do that, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant is where I would like you to go to switch your cell phone service, and you need to switch your cell phone service today. Patriot Mobile may be one of the companies that is under attack more than any other company that I have seen. Why? They dubbed themselves America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I believe that to be true. I haven't found any others out there. America's own Christian conservative wireless provider. They believe in Judeo-Christian values that this country was founded on, to the point of they're funding the dissemination of In God We Trust signs being put in schools across America. And you better believe the media goes crazy on that. When I go to fundraisers, not just here, but across the country, when I go to Right to Life fundraisers, Second Amendment fundraisers, fundraisers that support our veterans, I often sit at the Patriot Mobile table because they bought a giant table to donate money to these very important causes. I need you to get away from the big three cell phone companies. Stop giving them money that do the exact opposite, that fund woke cell phone companies, fund woke causes, and go with Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant for free activation. Promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT. When you call them, you tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. So I told you Thiessen. He's on Fox News all the time. I think he was a speechwriter for George W. Bush. He summed up this battle between Lindsey Graham and others like this.
Look, Lindsey Graham has his heart in the right place, but he is wrong and Donald Trump is right. And here's why. There is Donald Trump is being honest with pro-life voters and saying there is no chance that a 15-week abortion ban is going to get passed by the United States Senate because you need 60 votes to do that, to overcome a filibuster. And there's no way that the Republican Party is going to have a 60-vote filibuster-proof majority anytime soon. We don't even have the majority at all right now, and we're trying to get it back. So it would be an empty promise to say we're going to pass a 15-week abortion ban at the federal level. But that has not stopped Democrats from demagoguing the issue. Joe Biden has said that Donald Trump wants a federal ban on abortion nationwide. And Biden served in the Senate for decades. He knows that's not true. He knows how the filibuster works. But he's trying to do it anyway because that's the only issue he has. So what Donald Trump has done is he's being honest with the voters. He has defanged the issue from Democrats. They can no longer say that he wants a federal abortion ban because he's taken that off the table. And he's enabled Republicans to now go after Democrats and point out that they are the abortion extremists. The Democratic orthodoxy used to be abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, and it was a necessary evil. Now their policy is abortion, federal taxpayer-funded abortion on demand up until the moment of birth. That is way out of step with the American people. So Republicans can now say that focus on that rather than defending a ban at the federal level that is never going to happen, that most Americans don't want to happen at that.
And again, it gets back to what's reality, what's not. Let's go take on winnable battles, and let's leave the loser battles that we're not going to win anytime soon. Let's leave them off to the side so they don't hurt our current battle. That's all President Trump did. And I believe it was actually a smart move as well. As much as I would love to see a federal ban, I don't believe it's happening anytime soon. Now, you want to know who also was a hypocrite. So I'm not just hammering away at my conservative friends who are just beside themselves about President Trump's comments. You know who else is a hypocrite? And let's keep this in mind. Let's really keep in mind who the enemy is and who needs to be beat. Because I think we would all agree the man who had Roe v. Wade overturned, President Trump, is far more pro-life than Joe Biden, right? Well, let's go back in time. Joe Biden now, another one who will not say when life begins, one of these abortion up until the moment of birth deals. Let's go back in time and see what he said about abortion. Maybe he was a little bit more reasonable about it all.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think...
Wait, he doesn't view it as a choice or a right. It's always a tragedy. Wait a second. That sounds an awful lot like someone who's anti-abortion. What happened, Radical Joe?
We should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions, and they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that. I think the vast majority of the American people think that can be done. But unfortunately, we're put in a position you either eliminate abortions under all circumstances or it's, quote, abortion on demand. The fact of the matter is I've never known of a woman having an abortion and say, by the way, I feel like having an abortion. It's always a tragic decision made, always a difficult decision.
So, you know the best way to get consensus? I know many of my super pro-life friends are going to get mad at me when I say this. Best way to get consensus is let the people decide. You let the people decide at a state level. Send it back to the states. People of California have spoken. So I'll go into California and I'll give my speech and I'll talk to anybody about why we should be saving babies there. People of Nebraska and Oklahoma and Texas, they're speaking out right now. And I'll go in there and give them a pat on the back. Say, thank you. Keep it going. We'll keep up the fight. Stop vilifying someone like President Trump, who's trying to take back this country, make America great again. And let's focus on the big prize. Once we get a hold of that big prize, now he's a one-term president there. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about getting elected. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go back on his promise. I believe he believes. Leave it with the states. Until the moment we get 60 votes in the Senate. Could that happen next time around? I don't think we get 60. I think we have a majority. But let's take it one step at a time, folks. And it seems to me that everybody's an all or nothing on their own issue. Their own issue is all or nothing. Stop talking about loser issues. Or at least the issues that Democrats consider loser issues. You're falling into the trap of the Democrats. They want us talking about this. I want to talk about out of control crime. I want to talk about Lake and Riley. I want to talk about inflation. I want to talk about people having to look at the grocery price and decide whether or not they're going to put it in their basket or not. It's not an America I know and love. Let's get back to talking about that. We do that, the Democrats, there is no way they win. All right, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Don't forget, go to my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. Follow me there. If you're watching on Rumble or Facebook Live, thank you so much for that. We so appreciate you. And again, we'll be on the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you tonight on Real America's Voice, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.